January 30th, 1951. We are the coldest in the nation with the warmest heart. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Home News, January 25th, 2006, an article by David Giffey, Lone Rock claimed the dubious fame as the coldest spot in the nation when a minus 53 degrees temperature was officially registered on a thermometer at the Tri-County Airport. Temperatures were so low that night that the official U.S. Weather Bureau thermometer couldn't handle the actual reading. The instrument was made to measure temperatures down to a balmy minus 47. According to a 1976 Home News story by Don Greedwood and provided by Lone Rock historian Jim Greenheck, Ben Silko was working the night shift at the airport. When Silko attempted to make the official reading, he found the thermometer's alcohol contracted into the bottom of the bulb well below the lowest calibrated mark in the thermometer. He then arrived at the official minus 53 degrees reading by calibrating the distance from the top of the bulb upward to the minus 47 degree mark. It may actually have been several degrees colder, Silko said in 1976. Jim Greenheck remembered that day. He went to work as usual at the Chevy Garage in Lone Rock. Quote, "It was so quiet you could have heard a penny drop on the street," end quote, said Mr. Greenheck. Arriving at work, he said last week, everything was frozen in the garage. He received a call from the Bear Valley Cheese Factory where a milk truck had failed to start. Driving a wrecker from the garage in Lone Rock to the cheese factory, Greenheck said the extreme cold caused some unusual physical consequences. The paint flew off the hood of the truck, he said, when he attempted to tow the stalled milk truck. Its wheels were so frozen solidly that it skidded across the ground. Until Tony Greenheck, uncle and then mayor of Lone Rock at that time, began fielding calls from media outlets around the nation as word spread of this frigid temperature. While wind currents flowing down a draw from Bear Valley in the direction of Lone Rock and the Wisconsin River may have contributed to the harsh weather, Greenheck added, "We don't get the weather that they used to get." He speculated global warming could be responsible.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.